by the fluidity of water anywhere between this level of ours and the other seven levels below, or to be transported in essence anywhere on this level along the water course of a river in either direction. They used, accordingly, running water to be transported on this level of ours and the water of deep lakes, or that of water holes to be transported to the depths.
What they pursued with the technique I'm showing you was twofold, he went on. On the one hand, they used the fluidity of the water to be transported to the first level below. On the other, they used it to have a face-to-face meeting with a living being from that first level. The head-like shape in the mirror was one of those creatures that came to look us over.
So they really exist, I exclaimed.
They certainly do, he retorted.
He said that ancient seers were damaged by their aberrant insistence on staying glued to their procedures, but that whatever they found was valid. They found out that the surest way to meet one of those creatures is through a body of water. The size of the body of water is not relevant. An ocean or a pond serves the same purpose. He had chosen a small stream because he hated to get wet. We could have gotten the same results in a lake or a large river.
The other life comes to find out what's going on when human beings call, he continued. That Toltec technique is like a knock on their door. The old seers said the shiny surface of the bottom of the water served as a bait and a window. So humans and those creatures meet at a window.
Is that what happened to me there? I asked.
The old seers would have said that you were being pulled by the power of the water and the power of the first level, plus the magnetic influence of the creature at the window.
But I heard a voice in my ear saying that I was dying, I said.
The voice was right. You were dying, and you would have if I hadn't been there. That is the danger of practicing the Toltec's techniques. They are extremely effective, but most of the time they are deadly.
I told him that I was ashamed to confess that I was terrified. Seeing that shape in the mirror and having the sensation of an enveloping force around me had proved too much for me the day before.
I don't want to alarm you, he said, but nothing has happened to you yet. If what happened to me is going to be the guideline of what will happen to you, you'd better prepare yourself for the shock of your life. It's better to shake in your boots now than to die of fright tomorrow.
My fear was so terrifying that I couldn't even voice the questions that came to my mind. I had a hard time swallowing. Don Juan laughed until he was coughing. His face got purple. When I got my voice back, every one of my questions prompted another attack of coughing laughter.
You have no idea how funny this all is to me, he finally said. I'm not laughing at you. It's just the situation. My benefactor made me go through the same motions, and looking at you, I can't help seeing myself.
I told him that I felt sick to my stomach. He said that that was fine, that it was natural to be scared, and that to control fear was wrong and senseless. The ancient seers got trapped by suppressing their terror when they should have been scared out of their wits. Since they didn't want to stop their pursuits or abandon their comforting constructs, they controlled their fear instead.
What else are we going to do with the mirror? I asked.
That mirror is going to be used for a face-to-face meeting between you and that creature you only gazed at yesterday.
What happens in a face-to-face meeting?
What happens is that one form of life, the human form, meets another form of life. The old seer said that, in this case, it is a creature from the first level of the fluidity of water.
He explained that the ancient seers surmised that the seven levels below ours were levels of the fluidity of water. For them, a spring
had untold significance, because they thought that in such a case the fluidity of water is reversed and goes from the depth to the surface. They took that to be the means whereby creatures from other levels, these other forms of life, come to our plane to peer at us, to observe us.
In this respect, those old seers were not mistaken, he went on. They hit the nail right on the head. Entities that the new seers call allies do appear around waterholes.
Was the creature in the mirror an ally? I asked.
Of course, but not one that can be utilized. The tradition of the allies, which I have acquainted you with in the past, comes directly from the ancient seers. They did wonders with allies, but nothing they did was worth anything when the real enemy came along. Their fellow men.
Since those creatures are allies, they must be very dangerous, I said.
As dangerous as we men are. No more, no less.
Can they kill us?
Not directly, but they certainly can frighten us to death. They can cross the boundaries themselves, or they can just come to the window. As you may have realized by now, the ancient Toltecs didn't stop at the window either. They found weird ways to go beyond it.
The second stage of the technique proceeded very much as had the first, except that it took perhaps twice as long for me to relax and stop my internal turmoil. When that was done, the reflection of Don Juan's face and mine became instantly clear. I gazed from his reflection to mine for perhaps an hour. I expected the ally to appear at any moment, but nothing happened. My neck hurt. My back was stiff and my legs were numb. I wanted to kneel on the rock to relieve the pain in my lower back. Don Juan whispered that the moment the ally showed its shape, my discomfort would vanish. He was absolutely right. The shock of witnessing a round shape appear on the edge of the mirror dispelled every discomfort of mine.
What do we do now? I whispered. Relax. And don't focus your gaze on anything, not even for an instant, he replied. Watch everything that appears in the mirror. Gaze without staring.
I obeyed him. I glanced at everything within the frame of the mirror. There was a peculiar buzzing in my ears. Don Juan whispered that I should move my eyes in a clockwise direction if I felt that I was being enveloped by an unusual force, but under no circumstances, he stressed, should I lift my head